ever before. And some men, too.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Brett Laux in the morning
on News Talk Radio 650 CKOM.
17 minutes after a beautiful sunny day. You know, I have to admit I'm one of these people. I'm one of these people that 5 or 6 years ago there was all the attention given to UV rays and sunscreen, and I slathered it on like a good consumer that I am, and then I just kind of forgot about it. But man, I was reading a report this week. Environment Canada says ultraviolet radiation is expected to be anywhere from 4 to 8% greater across Canada this year than maybe ever before. So, of course, there's good reason for concern. We've got Dr. Peter Vignovich on the line from Hamilton. Peter is a dermatologist and assistant professor at McMaster University, and he's going to talk to us. He's going to scare the hell out of us. Is that it, Peter?
No. I don't want to scare anybody, especially not in Saskatchewan.
Well, you know, and we get a lot of sunlight out here, Peter. You know, it's not like maybe down east where you got a lot of, a little more cloud cover at times with the Great Lakes and that there. But we've got a beautiful sunny day here now. Is the incidence of skin cancer and the problem with eyes, like cataracts and that, is that on the increase in this country?
Well, it definitely is. I mean, there definitely is an increase in skin cancer, particularly in the more common forms of skin cancer, basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma, and cataracts as well from ultraviolet light. Just to sort of clarify something, even the fact we don't get as many sunny days in Ontario, mm-hmm. there's still a lot of ultraviolet radiation on a cloudy day.
Good point. I realize that.
The UVI still goes through the clouds, and you can still get UVB rays, too. So even on a cloudy or overcast day, you have to use sunscreen.
Does sunscreen really do the trick?
The best thing you can do is to try and avoid the sun as much as possible. But, you mean, I don't want people to, like, live underground in the sewer system in Saskatoon because it's not really, you know, probably a lot of fun down there.
No, it's not. No, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, so I figure. I don't know if you've been down there. I haven't personally. But anyway, you mean you want to try and stay out if you can. You want to wear a hat, stay covered up, use long sleeves, clothing, and then sunscreen for any areas that are exposed. But you still have to enjoy life. You still have to play golf or play tennis or swim, so you want to try to protect yourself. And sunscreen does do that. It does make it much more difficult for your skin to burn. It does reduce the amount of UV rays that get through to your skin and cause sun damage. So it definitely does help.
Do you think people are taking the precautions, or are people becoming more complacent about it?
Well, they're better than they used to be.
I mean,
40 years ago, hardly anyone used sunscreen. Everybody was using baby oil and iodine and frying, so they looked at one of those chickens in the rotisseries at the grocery store. So, I mean, they're better, but not everybody is better. So, I mean, there's still more attention to that, and I think people pay more attention for their kids, too. So they tend to use more sunscreen in their children, realizing that, sun exposure in childhood is particularly important for causing sun damage and skin cancer down the road.
When I see a UV index in my forecast today says UV index 5, what should that be telling me?
You know, the UV indexes, I think, are interesting, but regardless of what the UV index is, you should be using sunscreen if you're going to go outside.
I got you. Okay.
And I've been asked, if the UV index is this, should I use this sunscreen? And if it's this, should I use this sunscreen? Well, I mean, I don't think it's fair that, you know, you have to have, like, a computer program to figure out what sunscreen
to use
which UV index. You should use something with an SPF 30 or more.
30 or more?
30 or more.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a 4 or an 8 is like nothing.
Yeah.
That's like smoking with a filter, you know. It's still
still going to cause the damage.
It's still not good.
I see. So 30 or more with the SPF. And if I put it on, you know, in the morning, I go for a round of golf. Is that good?
It's good. You should probably reapply it after a couple hours.
Oh, really?
Especially if you're sweating. I don't know how much you sweat when you play golf, but...
Well, we don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
that.
I heard in the ad that apparently you're waking up with more women in Saskatchewan than anyone else. So, I don't know, maybe you're sweating with other activities.
It's my mom and my sister, okay?
Your mom and your sister? You obviously do something different in Saskatchewan than out here.
Peter, we're here to talk about the sun, for goodness sakes.
Yes.
Dr. Peter Vignovich is a dermatologist and part-time stand-up comic, I understand. So the bottom line is, you know, like I mentioned, you know, I remember 5 or 6 years ago, there was this big media push on sunscreen and watch out for the UV, and people just have to remember again that this is dangerous stuff, and you shouldn't think. Is the predisposition, if I got a lot of sunburns as a kid, does that mean I'm more likely to maybe develop skin cancer?
Yes, if you've had a lot of sunburns in childhood, if you are freckled, if you have red or blonde hair, blue eyes, the more burns you've had in childhood, that significantly increases your risk. I mean, the take-home message is that the incidence of sun cancer is increasing. You should try and avoid the sun if possible. Try and stay covered up. The best protection is clothing and a hat, But for areas that are exposed, you should use sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or more.
Peter, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure as well.
All right, take care. Dr. Peter Vignovich, dermatologist, talking about, Environment Canada saying it's going to be a bad year for the increase in UV rays, you know, the sunshine, all that. And like you said, don't be fooled. Even a cloudy day, that's still going to happen for you. CKOM's weather details brought to you by Lane Realty, now representing buyers worldwide. Include your farm for viewings. Call 222-2296 or go to their website, lanerealty.com. Beautiful.